The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board, send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
I needed to put that out there so you can hear it. Don't worry about a thing. Everything is going to be all right. We've been down here before, and not quite as large, but we're going down this road again. It gives us an opportunity to come together as one. We all have the one common denominator now that we're dealing with. Everybody is coming together to prove that we are one. We're one family. You're tuned into Barrington. You're listening to The Barrington Show. Thank you for being here. This is what we do every Sunday at 3 o'clock. You're listening to Barrington, where we speak about spirituality and philosophy. A chance for you to step into your higher consciousness and for you to be more aware of who you are. This is The Barrington Show. If you're alive and you can hear, all you've been hearing for the last couple of weeks or a little bit longer is about the coronavirus. It has closed everything down, and everybody's staying home and doing their part. Unfortunately, I couldn't go into the studio today to do the show, so you get to listen to it from my home. I'm on the air. We're doing what we do. I got Gary there. Gary?
Hello, Barrington.
How are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you. Standing by, waiting for emails.
Okay, excellent. So we're going to do this. And again, the coronavirus seems to have taken everything, brought our attention on this one focus. But I want to say there's a lot going on. I feel badly for the businesses and the people who are not working and they can't go into work. And I've noticed a change around all of us. And now I could drive on the highway and I don't see the traffic I've been seeing for the last 30 years. But this is the pandemic that's a part of our life. It's what is most prevalent today. But we're going to hang in there. We're going to do our best. We're going to do our part. We're going to follow the guidelines that's been laid out for us. And, you know, they're simple. Wash your hands. Practice your social space. Be kind to everybody. Don't exchange everything. Try to avoid large crowds if you can. This too shall pass. We're too concerned, and a lot of us are panicking, and panic will only make the situation worse. So if you are going to listen to what I say, it is here, it is what it is. Do your very best not to get caught up in the panic and the rush and the hoarding, and everybody's been writing in to say these things as well. I feel badly for everybody who's home, the children who are not in school, and all of what's going on right now around us. It is what it is. We are here. We're trying our best to do to get through it, and we're going to be kind to everybody. We're going to help the elderly if we can. We're going to volunteer where we can. We're going to help those who are in need of help and fight this thing, and we will win. We will win. We are not designed to go down this way. I went out today, and I was in my car for about 20 minutes listening to the radio, and almost every station that the radio went on was talking about this coronavirus, and rightfully so. It is what's prevalent right now. But I'd like to say for my audience around the world, everybody who's listening, don't worry about a thing. This too shall pass. Do your piece. Do what you have to do. Follow the guidelines, and everything will go back to its normal self within time. Be happy. Be strong. Do what you have to do. Bear this in mind. Our Creator has given us the courage to accept the things that we cannot change, and the strength to change the things that we can, as well as the wisdom for us to know the difference. So we're in this situation right now. Let's do our best. Let's come together. Let's fight this the best way we can. And again, worrying is not going to make it any easier. Just do your part. This is how we'll get along. So thank you for tuning in. I want to thank my listeners, my longtime listeners. Also thank my new listeners. They pop up every week. Thank you for supporting the Barrington Show. You're on the air with Barrington. I'm here every Sunday, and we talk about what we talk about. So hang in there. We're going to do a show for you the best as we can. I'm here. Gary is at his house, and we're doing our show. We're here for you. We wanted you to hear that we're still going. We're still doing what we're supposed to do, and you're going to stand by and listen to the Barrington show.
And Barrington, we do have an email that came in here.
Okay.
Ken writes in, and he says he's from Laredo, Texas. And he says, thank you, Barrington, for being on the air this afternoon. You are a breath of fresh air. Thank you. You're giving us all some hope and faith in getting through this.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate that. That's our intent. We do want everybody to know that this too shall pass. And as far as the breath of fresh air, I appreciate that. The Barrington Show just kind of show you how to live another way and how to be, how to wake up to a higher consciousness. Actually, it's in our title of our show, to rise up to a higher level of consciousness and to be more of yourself, to learn who you are, to wake up, to be realized, to have a different the mindset on life. This is who we are as a people. We're not designed for gloom and doom. We will rise up above this. We will get through it. This too shall pass. And I keep saying that because I need for you to know how important it is that this too shall pass. It's just something that we're going through right now, and we're not too concerned as to the end of our life is or has been for us. It's and I said this last week on the show, it's an excellent opportunity for us to rise up and give...
Good point, Madden. We got another email from Madden.
Okay.
And Madden is writing from somewhere in Wisconsin. And Madden says, again, that you are a breath of fresh air. Thank you for being on the show. Stay healthy. Please adhere to all the protocols of everything that the doctors and governments are telling us. Separation, wash your hands, and lots of prayers. Love your show, Madden.
Thank you, Madden. Thank you very much. And Ken, thank you as well for that email prior to this one. Madden, thank you very much. And this is what we're trying to get, this information we're trying to get out there to people. Like, you have to do your part. You must do the work. And don't think that you're exempt from this. You're a part of it. And think life is happening, and this is it. I want to say that rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. The rain just falls. And unfortunately, we're going through this period of very heavy rain, but it too shall pass. And I keep saying that it will pass. So thank you, Madden, for that bit of information. And to the listeners out there, take Madden's advice, or anybody, and follow the government guidelines and follow what the doctors are saying, and just do your part. This too shall pass. Okay, so... I have to say all that, and I made a comment a minute ago about being in the car for about 20 minutes and listening to the news, the media, and I came in feeling a little down because I was diving into that. I was drawn in by what was being presented. I'm not saying to ignore it, but I'm saying you don't necessarily need to spend every minute of your day listening to the news. We know what it is. You want a bit of advice. I get that. But by staying in it for a very long time, you know, you could get anxious. You could get anxious and worry. But let's not do that. Let's not worry. As Bob Marley was saying, don't worry about a thing, because this too shall pass. It's going to be okay. Well, thank you for writing in. And you're listening to The Barrington Show. I'm very excited. I'm very excited for all of you that you've taken an interest into yourself, taken this step, which is what we've talked about since day one. You've taken this step towards a higher consciousness, and this is where we're going. I'm so excited. I don't know how to react. I hear people, they're writing in all the time saying a breath of fresh air. They're believing in this. They're following what we're talking about.
And Barrington, we have another email for you.
We have another email. Okay.
Yes. Mike from Toronto writes in, and he wants to know again, what do you mean by a higher consciousness, and how can that help, if anything, with this current virus situation? Mike is from Toronto.
Thank you, Mike. The higher consciousness won't help with the virus. The virus is going to do what it's doing. The higher consciousness is just to be more conscious of yourself. Consciousness of you being a happier, healthier person. This speech of a higher consciousness is more awareness, for you to be more aware of the true self, the true you. The higher consciousness talks about living a life where you're exposed to a greater happiness. Let me say this, Mike from Toronto. Have you ever been to the airport on a cloudy day, and you're going somewhere, and you look up and everything is gray and cloudy and, you know, sad? It looks like it's raining and you can't see anything. Then you get into the airplane and it goes through the clouds, and above the clouds you see this beautiful sunshine and the big blue sky. You just have this, oh, there it is. Okay, you have that moment of saying, there it is. Just because we didn't see the sun shining doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's still there. It's still doing its part. We're just right now hovering underneath those clouds. That's just making things a little bit more difficult. But when it clears up, you will see that life continues. And Mike, to answer your question about the higher consciousness, is just a method of you learning more about yourself, of you connecting to the true you, not the identifiable you that you've created over the years, and believe that this is it. What we've all experienced is the fact that we live in a society and we take on what society has offered us as life, and we're living a life of false identity. When you elevate, wake up, realize, get into this level of higher consciousness, you will be a much, much, much happier person. You will not have the fear that we have in life. You will not have all the stresses that's an everyday thing. And life doesn't become as mundane and routine or symmetrical as we're told it should be. We wake up every day, we go to work, we come home, we sit down, and we just follow this routine. There's another self that exists. And the higher consciousness is, if you want to say comparable to going into that water and refilling your cup with what is called purity and true love. You get rid of what's in the cup because it's already full. And by doing such, you're getting rid of all the identity that is not true you. You're now learning how to refill your cup, and you're adding in all these beautiful things and all these things that's going to enhance our lives, and you're more alert, you're more aware, you're more ready for a lot of things that's going to come your way. Right off the jump, you're going to notice that if you get into this and study it more and you follow the guides for meditation, and I want to say something about the guides, but when you follow the guides for meditation, the guides will show you how to make it easier. Life, a better life.
And Barrington, we have an email from Peter.
Okay.
Peter does not say where he's writing from, but he says, all your advice today is really taken here. We appreciate it. I think what most people are afraid of, not so much catching the actual virus, but being out of work and financially suffering, paying their bills, their mortgages, etc. That is, I think, what most of the panic is.
Thank you, Peter, and you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know if it's most, but a lot of it is about people just being concerned of how do they continue with life, live it, pay the bills. They're being laid off, and I get that. I get that. But we're going to survive this. The panic or the concern or the worry for all of us is how do we feed ourselves? How do we feed our families? How do we take care of our bills and pay the mortgages? And I've heard some talk from the government and some of the banks and friends of mine who does the investments, and they're saying that there's probably going to be some compensation for all of us because of this period. So when it passes, life will resume. I don't know if all those bills that we've accumulated through this period is going to weigh us down. I was told that, you know, the mortgage companies and the rent and all these other companies that wants to come and collect from you, well, they can't do that now during this period because everybody's on board. Our government is on board, and they're saying, okay, we get it. You're at home. You can't work. You still have to eat. You still have to pay your bills. I feel, and I've heard hints of it, and please don't hold me to this, but I've heard a lot of talk about compensation to help us go through this phase, Peter. So, yes, people are panicked about how they're going to do everything and stay functional. We all are worried about that. But this too shall pass. And our Creator has always provided for us. You know, we've always been able to take care of what we need to take care of, Peter. And we will survive. We will survive. And we hope that our government, our leaders, we'll step up and understand that the reason I'm home not working isn't because I don't want to. It's because I'm being forced to stay in the house because of, quarantine. And we get it. And people who are concerned, find out if you can from your mortgage companies or the landlords or the bill collectors, where do I stand with this situation? What am I facing? What is it? What's the worst case scenario? And then you work at it from there. I think we will be compensated for it, and we will survive.
We will survive. Yeah, absolutely. And Scott has an email for you. Scott, we don't know where you're from. By the way, folks, if you do write into the Barrington Show, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. It's instudio101@gmail.com. Let us know where you're writing from if you don't mind doing that, okay? And Scott writes in Barrington, and he says, thank you, Barrington, for a spectacular radio show today. If you are a praying man, can you say a prayer for all of us? You are the best. We just absolutely love your show here. And that's from Scott.
Okay, here we go again with the praying. Scott, thank you very much, Scott and Peter, for your email and your concerns. Thank you again for liking our show. We're doing this for you, and you have to understand that without you, Scott, Peter, Mike, Patty, and Ken, without you, I don't exist. I appreciate you guys listening to the show and giving us your feedback, and we'll take it to the next level based on what our audience is asking for. Scott, praying man. Wow. You see, prayer will work for you if you believe it will work for you. And I don't believe there's an entity out there that you pray to and they will deliver a good message or, like I said earlier, take you to the promised land. I will pray for you because there's a lot of people out there praying and they're concerned and they're worried. And this is the answer to the prayer. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. We will be okay. I don't know that I need to pray because everybody else that I've been talking to or been listening to, they're praying. So if they're praying for this to go away, thank you. Thank you for including me in the prayer, because if it goes away, it impacts me as well, as well as you, Scott, and everybody else. But I will say a prayer for you because you've asked me to, and the prayer is going to include me not wanting to have this thing hanging over our heads for a very long time. It will pass. Okay, so this is what we're doing today. And I lost my train of thought here as to where I was when I was talking. Somebody had asked about how do we know and how do we connect to who we are. So meditation is a great method, a great tool to take you there. Meditation will get you through understanding and in the process not allowing your negativity to bring you down. The purpose of it, and I said this a few weeks ago, is to study what meditation does. It helps you, it helps everybody in the physical as well as in the mental. Teaches you how to be strong, teaches you how to be confident, teaches you how to, increases your knowledge and increases your wisdom. And I was thanking every single one of you out there who's taken up this path, who's taken on the walk for self-improvement. And I'm saying that not to suggest that you're not in a very good place right now. You're probably in the best place you could possibly be. But dessert is still yet to come, and you have to understand that.
And we have an email from Alice, who Barrington. Alice writes in from Philly. Okay, Philadelphia there.
Yes.
And she says, hello, Barrington Show, trying to meditate to get rid of the stress of this virus. It does, in fact, help with all of this. People should try it. It is fantastic. Love you.
Thank you, Alice from Philadelphia. I think you said Philly, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Thank you, Alice. And I appreciate that. And yes. I love when people respond to the fact that they've taken that chance to try it. And this is what we're suggesting to people. Just try it. And yes, Alice nailed it. But when it comes to stress or sleeplessness or anxiety or, you know, just cloudiness, like I said earlier, you know, you're going to pierce through that big cloud and get up there and there's that sunshine waiting for you. That is you rising up to a higher level of consciousness. So, Alex, you nailed it. Stress is one of the number one things that if you truly learn how to meditate and you do it on a regular, you will not be carrying around that big, heavy bag of stress that society throws to us all the time. You're going to learn to manage yourself. And I say this to everyone, all the audiences, all my audience, people, and you have to do for yourself. you have to please take care of number one. We go through this treadmill every single day of our lives, and it becomes stressful. You have to take care of number one. You need to know that you are the most important person to you, and act accordingly. And you do this for you. This is your little present. Find yourself a spot where you could sit still and learn the proper form of meditation. It teaches you how to be aware. And others will say, I don't know what awareness is, but the fact that you don't know that you're not aware is awareness itself. And you learn to meditate, you get into this, and exercise and eat right. I know right now is not the best time to tell somebody to go out there and exercise, but go for a walk. You know, you can do that. Go for a walk, clear the air, de-stress yourself. And this is the best way for us to go through what we're going through, okay? If it's going to happen, it's up to you. Please remember that. If it's going to happen, it's up to you. You have to do your work. You must step up and do your work. You must find it within yourself to dig a little deeper, to go a little further, to create this happiness. You know, if you've just started working out at the gym, you're not having any fun there because what brought you there was probably sadness. But as you get into that program and you start to reap the benefits of being there, you will see the sun starting to shine for you.
And Barrington, again, I hate to interrupt you on these emails.
Go ahead.
Brian writes in, and Brian is actually from Fairbanks, Alaska. And he says, hello. Yes, meditation works. Eat properly during this stressful time. Get your rest. These two things in themselves will help you get through this. The body and mind will thank you for it. And that's from Brian in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Brian, awesome. Totally awesome. You see, I love the confirmation. You've done the work, you're doing the work, and you understand it. It will put your mind at ease. And I said earlier, don't spend your every day watching the news, listening to this news, listening to that news, and don't take the advice from that person. Listen to the professional. Listen to what they're doing. Do your part. And yes, Brian nailed it. It will help you to go through this. Stay away from that media, because there's so much confusion in the media right now. I'm listening to other people and their conspiracy theory, and it was done by this group, and it's for this purpose, or it's going to do this. No. Don't do that to yourself. Know what it is. It is there. Act accordingly. Protect yourself. Take care of number one. Be safe. Do that, and don't get caught up in all whatever else is going on. Know that it's there, okay? You've got to know that. Whew. So, I was saying that you must do your share, and you must do your work, and learn in to understand who you are, okay? You find out who you are, and the way of finding out who you are is by knowing who you're not and what was told to you and how we believe it, and how we follow it, and how we live according to it. It's camouflage. The true you wasn't designed to get up and run on this treadmill every single day until you die. I can't see our creator creating us to become slaves or puppets, or it doesn't make any sense. Find your true self, find your purpose. And this whole idea of going out and creating and collecting stuff. Well, it's all borrowed, right? You're not going to take it with you when you go. When you leave the body, whatever you've accumulated over the years, you have to leave it here. So think of it this way. It's a loan that you've got to pay back. And you're giving a lot of time and a lot of effort to accumulate the stuff that you cannot take with you. Find who you are and find your purpose. And your purpose for being here is to know thyself. Just to know thyself, and that alone, if you're listening to what Brian says, is enough, and Alan and Scott and everybody else who's writing in to us. Know who you are, and you will find that a lot of the things that you've been running after for many years, they're not serving you any. You've given too much effort and too much time to collect stuff that you're going to have to give back when you're ready to go home. Okay? When you came here, you had an empty cup, and the cup was filled up with pure love.
Very nice. And Denise writes in from Alma, I believe it's Alma, A-L-M-A, Quebec. And she says, hello, everyone. Listening from Alma. Barrington, the advice to go for a walk is the best advice that I have heard to relieve stress during these trying times. People, get outside, get some fresh air, get some vitamin D, enjoy the sun while you are walking, listen to something not stressful, contemplate on life, and you will do fine.
Thank you, Denise. And that's beautiful, and you're absolutely right. Well, we can't go to a gym. If you have a treadmill at home, no, you know what? Go for a walk. Just go on out there, go for a walk. Remember your distance from other people, but you don't have to hold hands and make out with anybody in your walk. Go for a walk. Clear your head. Relax. I did that this morning. I did it yesterday, too, and I'm in a lot of pain because I overdid it. But don't do me. Do you. Go for a walk. Take it easy. If you want to, if you're able to walk through the forest, you don't necessarily have to listen to anything. Just listen to nature. Listen to the sound. If you're walking by the water, if you're listening to the birds, if they're still out there, just go for a walk, clear your head, relax a little bit, enjoy your day. It'll make things so much easier for you. If for that period of the walk, you just lose yourself in the moment of walking around, that's going to be enough. Because you give yourself a rest. We don't want you thinking and stressing or fussing or all these things about what's happening. What is happening is happening. And, you know, if it was a rainstorm, you'd prepare yourself for it. Bring an umbrella, wear a rain suit, and go on out there and enjoy life. Well, this is just something that's in our path right now, and we have to work with it and do the best that we can to get through this, because this, too, shall pass. So thank you very much, Denise. I appreciate you sending that information in. We're gonna take it there. I was saying earlier that you were an empty cup when you came here, and the ideas that you filled your cup with has consumed your life, and for a lot of us, way more than we need to. In order for us to empty that cup and move forward, to change what's in that cup and move forward, we sort of have to get rid of a lot of the things that are in there that's not necessary. And that's what I'm saying to you. Enjoy the life that you have and spend a lot of quality time with yourself. This is your moment. Quality time, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, a good time for you to be able to spend some time with yourself, to know who you are, to know what you like, to know what makes you happy, to know what makes you jolly and free. That's what we're trying to say. You need to be happy and free. And yes, listening to Denise is totally awesome, because she says, go for a walk. Just go for a walk. Put on some comfortable shoes and go head out there and mingle. You'll see a lot of people. If you have a trail by you where you walk or wherever you go, go to where it's not as busy. Go for a walk. You're going to enjoy that. All righty. Do we have anything else?
No, not as yet.
Okay, I've said that we've filled our cup over the years with ideas that is not us, and we're living a life that we think it's all about our stuff with is what I call false identity. We're not sure. It's the ideas that was given to us, but I assure you that if you remove that, you will start to learn who you are. So let's consider this a bad habit. I'm not saying, you know, your life is bad or anything. I'm just saying, if you can equate this to a bad habit, the way to get rid of that bad habit is to create a much better one. You know, create something that's going to make you happier. Create something that's going to make you more free. Look at yourself and see, are you enjoying this? Are you having a good time? Change your diet, exercise, satisfy the brain, stimulate the brain. And I was going to say that Denise had mentioned music, and music is an excellent tool. And when you listen to music, it goes into the brain. It actually wakes you up. It makes you feel alive. We've learned over the years, many years, that music is actually the food of life. and it elevates you, makes you feel happy. Good music, happy music, you know, and it will elevate you, lift you up, make you feel better about everything. Just listen to some good music as you go for a walk. You'll be bouncing and skipping. You act like you're 5 years old, and that's what we should be doing, having a great time and not to be caught up with all the politics and red tape and other stuff that's weighing us down. Be you. Be true. And don't spend the rest of your life collecting stuff because you won't need them. Understanding your true life and your true journey.
And, okay? Barrington, we have a quick email from a new listener, apparently. This is from George, and he's in Springdale, Newfoundland. And George says, "Hello, Barrington Show. First-time listener. Heard about you from a friend of mine from Toronto who tries to listen to you every week. Such a breath of fresh air. Going for a walk definitely helps. I have been doing that for the last few days to get out of this house from the quarantine. And believe me, when I come back, I feel 100% better. Love the show thus far." This is from George from Springdale, Newfoundland.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that, and special thanks to the friend who told you about the show. I hope we can have you listening every week. It is good, and thank you for that input about coming back from your walk. Well, it's amazing because I've been doing it for years. Whenever something's bothering me, I put on my hiking boots and there I go. Yes, you do. I don't know if it's rejuvenate or clear the cogs or clear the drain or whatever happens, but it seems as if I go for a walk, and George is saying the same thing. When you come back, you feel brand new. And whatever it was that was bothering you, it's not as big anymore. You've made it smaller. So thank you very much, George, and I hope you continue to listen to us here on the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Radio Show, Sundays at 3 o'clock. We're here all the time. I want you to tune in and appreciate waking up.
Absolutely. And you, believe it or not, you have another email from a new listener, another new listener. This is from Jay, and he's from Markham, Ontario. And he said, "First time listening, I'm hooked." That's all he says. So there you go.
Okay, Jay from Markham, Ontario, just around the corner. We're talking to people all around the world, and a lot of when I hear these towns or places, I'm excited because it's almost like next door to us. So, yeah, you're in Jamaica, you're in England, you're in Germany and America, all over the place. But then, yeah, there's Jay. He lives just down the road from where we are. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. We like what we do. I found a long time ago I would talk to people about how we live our lives and how we need to change the life and try to put the focus on us, making us the most important person. You are Jay and George and Denise and Brian and Alice and everybody else who sent in an email today. There's a whole list of them here. Yes, but you are the most important person, and I want for all of us to take care of number one. And this is not a selfish measure. It is not saying become selfish or self-centered. That's not what we're all about. We're saying that if you are 100% yourself, man, are you going to be happy. You're going to be so amazed with your abilities to do everything and tolerate others and your happiness and embracing total strangers and neighbors and everybody else. It will wake up your senses. It's like putting salt on your food. Just, wow, there you go. You spring up because it adds a different flavor to your life.
And by the way, Barrington, Linda is writing in. I hate to interrupt you again, but Linda writes in from St. Augustine, Florida, listening to your show with a bunch of people here in my home that are quarantined. We're discussing what you have stated to do to relieve our stress, and we believe it's the best thing for all of us right now. Walking is great. Sleeping we need, especially now. And the foods we choose to eat are very important to eliminate the stress of this horrible virus. Thank you for all the advice. And that is from Linda from St. Augustine, Florida.
Linda, and all everybody else who's listening to the show in your house that's quarantined, sad, But isn't it amazing? You're hanging out with your friends and they're doing all these things. You have to see this light at the end of the tunnel. Thank you, Linda, for that email. And we're going to do what we can do. I don't think you choose to be quarantined with all these people that you're with. But you get to hang out. And yes, go for a walk and clear your head and get some sunshine. You know, there's a lot down where you are. There's none up here. Today's a very gray day. But it is what it is. And thank you for that email. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Getting together.
And no, I want to just stress to people, if you're just tuning in, I want to just give out the email address again, if I may. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. Send us an email right now if you'd like. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, and let us know where you are listening from, where you are writing from, if you'd like. And we'll get to your email on the air here with Barrington.
Okay. Thank you. A lot of what I talk about, I've written down in a book, the first book I published. It's called The Awaken Ascension Guide. And it's by Barrington. You could get that on Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. So you align yourself to your true purpose. It's a study guide. It walks us through a way of life and how to live. It's a lifestyle. It's a guide, and it will give you step-by-step instructions of how just to be a better, happier person. And what we try to emphasize in this book a lot is don't get bogged down by stress. It will kill you. I don't know if I should have said that, but it will. And just go for a walk. Be happy. Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate that email. And I appreciate everybody who's listening. Let's be happy. Let's lift our spirit. Let's listen to happy music.
Absolutely.
And, sorry, go ahead.
And you have another email, a new listener from Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Barrington, just to let people know out there, because a lot of people are in self-isolation, that type of thing, what's happening is there's a lot of people home on their computers communicating with loved ones, you know, texting people because they're not out and about in the public domain. So there's going to be a lot of new listeners for a lot of the shows here, and we're very happy about that. But Pedro writes in, and he's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and he says, "This is my first time listening. Love the show. Will listen every week when I can."
Thank you, sir. Pedro, thank you very much for that. And like I said, we're all in this together. Yeah, a lot of us are quarantined. I'm in my house right now, and normally this time I'm in a studio doing a show, and we're sort of isolating ourselves from others just to prevent the spread of this COVID-19 or AKA coronavirus. But we're doing our part, and we're asking everybody out there to do their part. In the midst of it all, be happy. You know, do what you can do. Listen to what everybody else is, all the advice being given to you by, you know, the professionals. This too shall pass. So thank you very much for that email. And everybody else who wants to take a part and be a part of our show, join in, spread the word. You're listening to The Barrington Show. And this has been coming. I've been studying and teaching and preaching this stuff for, I guess, almost 30 years now. And I'm starting to realize there's other people out there who's appreciating all of what we're doing.
They are appreciating it. And Ruth wrote in from Toronto, Ontario, just wanted to say hi and thank you and a couple of smiley faces.
Hey, Ruth?
That's right. Ruth from Toronto.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Ruth from Toronto. This is awesome. The emails are just popping in here, and we're doing what we can do. Our show is about spirituality, uplifting, rising up, being happier to yourself. Okay, you're on a journey to an enlightened path. You are waking up to your true self. You're becoming wiser. Okay, the experience, what you will get from this is true happiness, who it was meant to be. And if you take this path and travel it for a long time, you'll understand clearly what your purpose is. We're offering this, and it's available. There is proof. To all of this, you just have to be willing to do the work. One of the things that you'll notice right off the jump is you don't fear anything. You're never afraid. The fear will go away. of course, going away, the fear going away will take away the insecurity as well, which is, again, a part of being afraid. And when you learn who you are, there's nothing to fear. The fear will leave you, and you will become a happier, stronger, knowledgeable, more knowledgeable person. This is what the Barrington Show is all about. We do this all the time. We get people to rise up and live to their full potential. We want people to be get more knowledge, friendlier to other people, and being very friendly to yourself. We're not suggesting that you become selfish. We're suggesting that you do what we were here to do, is to embrace every walk of life, from the man to the child, to the woman to the little child. And this is it. Our Creator has put us all together here. And when you break it down, we are one family. We are one family. There's none of us who's superior, and there's nobody who's inferior. If you have that thought, I challenge you to question it and ask why you think you're the better one or the lesser one. We're just all the same, equally created by the Creator, all that there is, the same way, the same method. We come here the same way. We leave the same way. You come here with what you've brought, and when you go back, you leave with everything. We're the breath of life, the first to come and the last to leave. And everybody you meet is your brother or your sister or your mother, neighbor, you get it, the whole thing. We're all the same. We're having one common denominator today, and that one common denominator is bogging us, all of us, down. And we're standing up together. We are standing together to prove that we are the one family I've always talked about. Everybody's here. Everybody in the same same trench. Hang in there. This too shall pass. And I want to hear from you when you've realized that you have nothing in life, not just in this situation, any situation you find yourself in after this, for the rest of your life, you're not afraid. Somebody had asked me on the show a while back if I was afraid to die. Well, no, because we don't die. We trade in our old bodies, our broken bodies, our diseased bodies to get a new one, and then we start again. Fear nothing in life and get to that level where if you knew who you were, your life would be completely different. But why not change it? And don't be afraid to change, thinking you're going to lose your identity. If you had a cut on your leg, and you didn't take care of it, it'll last forever, okay? So if you have a new method to journey through this life, attend to it, and it will provide the greatness and the happiness that we all seek. And everybody you meet is searching for something. Everywhere you turn, somebody is searching. Well, you have found it. You have found it. What you've been searching for, you have found it. Little diamond in the rough if you don't understand what it is. But a search needs to be internal, and search within yourself.
And we have an email from Tammy. Tammy just wrote in, and she's from Washington, D.C. And she says, it's nuts here, just like it probably is all over the world. You give us some hope and some understanding about what's going on. I cannot, again, like your other emailers stress, taking a walk is probably the best thing that we can do right now. Of course, staying away from other people out on the trails, the parks, and the tracks. And this is from Tammy, first-time listener, and she is in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Tammy, and thank everybody else who's been emailing in today. This is just amazing. I love your response. Yes, Tammy. Going for a walk, and as frequent as you can. If you're home and you're not, you know, you don't have to work and because you're quarantined, yeah, go for a walk. I don't know if the officials are going to tell you that's a bad idea, but if you're going to go for a walk by yourself out there, protect yourself and your rights. Watch out for other people who's on your path, on the trail, or wherever it is that you're walking, or a bicycle ride if you can. It's too cold up here for that right now, but where you are, go for a walk. Just clear your head. You know, get your feet going. Get the blood pumping. Don't stay in the house and snuggle up to all those other TV programs that's being encouraging us to stay in. Go on out there and experience a lot of what you can experience by just exposing yourself to the elements, to nature, to everything that we're tending to be a part of anyway. Yeah, go on out so well. Thanks, Tammy. That was awesome. That was people responding to what we're saying today. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're happy. I hope you're in a good mood. I'm going to talk a little bit about your diet that you need to complement what you're going to do, and it goes hand in hand. Eat healthy foods. Just make that conscious decision to eat healthy food. Because if you put in what I consider dead food into your live body, you're killing it. You know, you have to put live food into the live body, and we're full of energy, and the live food is also full of energy, so you merge together and you become one. Watch what you eat. That's also very, very, very important. Pay attention to your diet. Drink a lot of water. Keep yourself healthy. Boost the immune system as best as you can. Do not eat the junk food. It doesn't help you other than to fill the stomach cavity. And because you didn't put in the right nutrients that the body's asking for, it's going to ask you for more food. And then you still didn't put it in at the second take, and then you're going to ask for more food. But you'll realize over the time to come, if you start feeding the body, giving the body what it wants, the body will respond, and you'll notice that you're not eating as much. Because if it's asking you for an apple, as an example, you give it the apple, the body's saying, okay, thank you, I'm good. And you don't have to eat 15 donuts. Try to get that little bit, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Try to remember, if you ever seen a baby, and you try to feed the baby some food that he doesn't approve of or she, he spits it out, and you put it back in, and they'll spit it out, and you'll put it back in. Well, they don't want that stuff. Give them what the body wants. Allow the body to get what it needs, and that's the healthy food that you should be taking on. Healthy food, healthy diet, walk around, keep your body, keep yourself healthy. You could do it. Stress is also a huge junk for your body, pollution for your body. So learn to do something that's going to alleviate that stress. And that's the walk, that's the meditation, that's a lot of sleep. And get yourself ready to be your best. Because when you meditate, it sort of guides you down this path, the path of righteousness, the path that was intended for you, the path that you need to be on to be your best. And this is what we're trying to say. I'm trying to say on the radio. Learn to take care of number one. You are the most important person to you. Don't be servant to somebody else. Serve you. Turn all that attention on you. Not in a negative way. Call up your friends, not right now when it's clear to do so. And say, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a swim. Let's go do something physical. Move around. Move the body. And by all means, yes, we all love that fancy dessert and fancy food. Yeah, we all do, because it's great. But is it? Is the juice worth the squeeze? And I heard this expression a while ago and it made me laugh. A moment on the lips and a lifetime on the hips. Yeah, you want to stay away from that. This is my opinion, and you want to be healthy. You want to be healthy, because a healthy body also is healthy mind. And if your mind is healthy, you're doing very well. You're very productive with you. Stay focused. Take care of number one. This is what I need for you to know, and live accordingly. This is what we talk about. This is the Barrington Show. I'm having a really good time today. I'm really appreciating all the new listeners who are jumping in there. And Gary, you're absolutely right that they're home and they're not out and about. So they're online. They're communicating with their friends and they're listening to great radio.
That is correct. And you do have another email. Let me just pull this one up here. And this is from Brita from Macon, Georgia. Listening from Macon, Georgia. The weather here today is beautiful. Unfortunately, a lot of us are stuck in our homes. But we are going to take your advice and go out for a walk and breathe that fresh air. Thank you very much for your show. This is the first time we are listening in to you from Macon, Georgia.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you very much, Rita. I'm laughing at this because I'm thinking, okay, so there's a lot of people at home listening to their on their computer online, and they're listening to the radio show, and they're saying first time they're writing in and stuff like that. This is amazing. It's good for the show. Unfortunately, based on the circumstance, you know, I can't celebrate everybody doing being a part of this. But Rita, thank you for taking the time to write in and express your concern and your thoughts. Really appreciate it over here. Barrington's show started a while back, and we've been plugging to get people to get into understanding who they are, the real self, to wake up, to realize your purpose, to do what you can to be the best you. Yes, we're fathers, and we're taking care of our children, and we're moms, and we're taking care of our children, and we're teachers, and we're teaching the children, and we're everything to everybody except the time for ourselves. And this is it. This is your breakaway. This is the chance that you get to step in and be you and do really nice things for yourself and be very kind to others. Be very kind to others. Right now is a perfect opportunity for you to learn that the elder is a part of our lives. They carry the wisdom and they pass it down to us. And I'd like to say to everybody around the world who's listening, that older person that's in front of you, that is you waiting to happen. Today, you get that opportunity to see how you're treated when you get there based on how you react to that person. My suggestion to that is be kind, because that's you waiting to happen. So go on out there and smack them around and see what happens when you get old, or ignore them, or be mean to them and all that stuff. Today, you have that opportunity. This stage of your life, you have that opportunity to be kind to the elderly, because one day it'll be your turn at bat, and you want somebody to turn around and offer you a helping hand. So be mindful of that, please. Everything you do, be mindful of that, that we are moving forward. And if we treat people like crap, you are going to get it back. You're going to get it back. So be kind. Be kind to everybody, be kind to yourself, and do your part. This too shall pass. Learn how to be happy. Learn how to be free. I have told you before that, you know, because we're on this clouded moment, you know, and once you pierce through that haze or that cloud, you will see the beautiful blue sky and the bright sun. And I mean, for us up here today, up here in Canada, where we're broadcasting from, that's what it's been for the last few days. Yes, it is Canada, and you do get those days. But we are holding steady to know that this is a temporal situation. This is a temporal situation. We're not going to be this for the rest of our lives. We're not going to be this for any great portion of time. For those that called in and were concerned about how they're going to feed their family or going for a walk or understanding all these things, please just hear me say, this too shall pass. Go on out there and enjoy your day. Don't go mingle. Go for a walk. Do what you have to do. Don't spend all your time listening to what the media is telling you to do, to crawl under your bed and curl up and you call it quits. No. We're not designed that way, okay? You need to step into a higher consciousness. You need to be a happy person. You need to learn how to meditate. You need to be kind to yourself and kind to others. And if you can help a hand, help somebody, give them a hand, please do that. Please do that, because we're all in this together.
And we are in this together, Barrington, and we're just about out of time, but I want to personally thank you as well for the great advice that you've given everyone today. And people, listen to what Barrington has to say. Relax, take a deep breath, you know, take a walk, meditate. This is not the end of the world. And you would agree with that, correct, Barrington?
Absolutely. We're far from the end, my friend. We've got a lot more pain to do.
For sure.
Well, let's be happy with it. And yeah, so we're wrapping up our time right now. Thank you very much for at least allowing the show to continue, Gary. I appreciate
absolutely
you doing what we're doing. We've had a lot of calls, emails in today, and I appreciate that as well. Everybody who's listening, please stay tuned and follow the advice that's out there. You're connected to the Barrington Show. This is our project. We're working on it together. Without you, I don't exist. I need for you to be a part of our show. Pass it on. And from this little acorn, this mighty oak will grow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrington. Stay on the line for a minute, and I'll talk to you in a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.